And so what have you done to manage fear, to maintain morale, and to keep people motivated?
So I think what's key on, of course, almost every phone call now is one-on-one, right? So there's the benefit. So actually, you can get a lot out of 10 minutes. Inevitably, because you potentially are the boss or the manager or the leader or the supervisor, people feel that there's a need to be prepared and talking business when they get on the phone. And I think when you lead it away and then you can say, no, sorry, John, I really want to know how you're doing. You know, it's already 10 o'clock at night and we're still talking. How are you doing? Have you had your dinner? Have you had some breath air, a breath of fresh air today? Have you been outside? So I think these are not normally conversations that you had. And so it deeply humanizes you. And of course, what happens next is usually a torrent of just wanting to have a normal conversation, because indeed they may not have had a normal conversation with another person that day, right? So, you know, many of my team are young and so they're single and they're potentially at work and now, of course, they're hardly leaving their home. So I think there are these little things of, you know, I have a colleague of mine who has COVID-19. So apart from checking how he is, and he's young, he's much younger than I, he's an Arsenal fan, so we can have a few little, you know, jibes about that. So I think that uniquely, not equally, that knowing that these people who work with me, I know enough about them. They could be Australian. They come from the same state. They may have worked in this part of the world when I was down here. But finding that little piece of connection that more than ever is more important, just because it means there's an authenticity, a deeply caring and authentic conversation for 1 to 5 minutes, could be longer, without it having to be, well, at least I felt connected, the boss called today, it was nice to have a chat. So, and in some cases, you know, inevitably we end up talking about business, but many of the calls are really just about, well, thanks very much, thanks for the update, you know, how are you going? And in some cases, of course, you know, I am a mentor for quite a number of people. This week I have 3 mentees in Japan. I had, you know, hours with all 3 of them separately, and in many of those cases, it's about how are they doing with their own bosses. Of course, that's, you know, they're in a very confidential situation as a mentor. I can't disclose anything that they disclose to me, even if, you know, even if their direct boss is my colleague. And I think those conversations are even more important than they used to be, because they are, you know, they're then talking to you about how their own bosses are dealing with stress. How are they dealing with stress? How are they dealing with having no business in a hotel? How are they dealing with, you know, seeing their colleagues have less hours, right? So there are lots of things. And for, you know, you and I would know, we're about the same age, George. For many people, unless you're, you know, really over the age of 40, you've never seen anything like this. Because even if you were around, you know, what is it, 17 years ago with SARS, you know, if you were a very junior person, you may have lost some shift as a waitress or barman. So you need to be around our age to have really suffered the stress of being in charge of business and leading teams, which is 17 years ago. So that's really it. I think that connectivity, being vulnerable, if you share a little story about yourself, about how you're missing your family, how you're feeling disconnected, then they realize, wow, this has got nothing to do with hierarchy. This is just about being human.
Paul, thank you for that. Just one team I'm saying that's had an impact on me is, you know, uncertainty creates stress. So you've been talking about one-to-one conversations, but there is a huge, huge population, what you're saying, 64,000 people in this region. So there's a large population of employees who need to be kept informed. So what sort of processes have you put in place to manage fear and keep them informed? You talked about transparency earlier, and that's a huge challenge.
So that could be anything through from town halls. We had 2 town halls, which, of course, we're doing virtually now. So, you know, you can have 200 people dial into a town hall now. So that's a very up, live streamed. You go into a Slido, you do a Q&A. So we've done everything we can to basically run those as we would. You just dial in virtually now, but you still, you know, you see the people delivering the message. You still have a chance to answer questions. At hotel level, perhaps the most important, you know, we're sort of, you know, 350 hotels strong across Asia Pacific. So then obviously that's about, you know, me and my teams and our general managers, you know, talking to their teams. We have a number of hotels that are closed, George. So, I mean, that's, you know, that's just unprecedented. You know, we have hotels closed in most country. We actually don't have any closed in Malaysia at the moment, thank goodness. But we're just in the most unprecedented of times. We've never been here before. So regular, short, detailed, And I think as often as, you know, you learn in press training, if you don't have an answer, you know, we don't waffle with an answer. We say that we'll come back with an answer. And of course, then we do, right? So I think people need to believe what they're hearing, and they need to see that we're moving on every stroke. So we're moving on cash flow, on their benefits, that we are, you know, lobbying with governments where we work to see what they're doing for employees. So these are all the types of things I think if you work for a company, you would want them to be doing for you. So there's it's a long answer, but you know, there's a lot more I could add too, right? So we're really attacking this on many, many fronts, while sticking with inside labor laws and, you know, the laws of the different countries, provinces, cities that we operate in.